Morning, Rabbi Isai. I'm going to start the sugi here of Akum Sheherich. There's really one underlying problem in the whole sugi, which we'll try at least to get clarity in that one point. What? I have no cell phone. I don't think so, anyway. Oivid Kirchhovi. If you have a goy, what is his status in Erichim? Remeir Oimer Nerach Avaloy Marech. A goy can be a subject of Erichim, but he himself cannot be Marech. He cannot become obligated in Erichim, but he could be a subject of Erichim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Marech Avaloy Nerach. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Be marach him, but he can't be nerach. Ze veze moidrim, they both agree. She noidrim v'nidorim. They both agree that a goy can make a neder. That there's no machlokes. Noidrim means to make either karbonis, so we'll see, or possibly even better kabayas. Tonu Rabbanan. B'nei Yisrael marichim, ve'eno evde kechov marichim. It says B'nei Yisrael in the parish of Erichim. So therefore, we know b'idea that there's a miut from a goy. We just don't know what aspect. But for sure, a goy was nesmayet from the parish of Erich. The Gemara is handling here which part. So the Gemara says, marichin. The Brisa says marichin. A goy can't be marach. Yochol ayu nerochim. So maybe I should be memayet them completely. That there also not can't be a subject of Erich. And Talmud loymer ish. Ish is a ribui. The Rabbi Meir. So Meir basically says we have a miut and a ribui. We have a miut from Bnei Yisrael, which is Mamayit Goy. We have a ribui from Ish. That would technically be Marbe Goy, anybody who's an Ish. And Mamela, Rabbi Meir says the ribui is on the fact that a Goy could be a subject of Erichin. And the miut is that a Goy cannot be Marech, can't obligate himself in Erichin. So Meir says Mech Tesim. Why do I decide to do this? Omar Rav Meir v'chimiyacha, shemikro echad marbe, mikro echad memayit. Neimani yeim enerach v'loi marach. So why do I come to such a conclusion that he's nerach and not marach? Mimnei sheriba akosuv b'nerochim yoyser mi b'marichim. Since the Torah left it open, didn't tell me what it's being memayit and what it's being marbe. So obviously the Torah left it up to our judgment. And our judgment would be based on logic. Logically we know it's easier to be a nerach than to be a marach. There are more categories in the nerochim than there are in the marichim. So therefore, it's just, if the Torah is excluding him from somewhere, the exclusion is probably that he cannot be the obligate himself in erachim. It didn't memayit him from being the subject of erachim. Sharei, sheit of a cotton, nerach avaloi marach, u nerach and avaloi marich. Chere sheit of a cotton, they can be a subject of erachin, although they cannot be marach. So we see that the limitation is more mistaver, it's more logical that the limitation is there. Now, l'chere, it's a pell on Reb Meir. Reb Meir could have given us so much better of a reason. It's a pell. Why he came on to this reason that he gave us. He says, because you'll see Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yehuda, amen. B'nei Yisrael nerochim v'ein ha'akum nerochim. Yochol yu marichim. He says the opposite of a man. I, maybe a goy, should not be able to be marach, tamal emirish. Says Rabbi Yehuda the same time. What made me decide to be mamayat the goy from being a subject of erachim? Why am I saying if I cared from a mayor? Why am I deciding to do it this way? Because שהרי טומטום ואנדרוגינוס מעריכים אבל לא נרוכים. טומטום ואנדרוגינוס. They're מעריכים and they're not נרוכים. So you see what? That you can, that it's easier to be a marech than to be a nerech. That's Rameh. Rabbi Yehuda. Now forgetting that you'll see the Gemara will bring a, will say that it's more mistavra like Rabbi Yehuda, which Rava says, Amar Rava, Hilchos de Rameh mistavra. Mistavra we have to pass him like Rameh. But not because of his reason. But time Eloi mistavra, the reason that he gives for his halacha is not logical. Taimid Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra. Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is more compelling. His reason is, makes more sense. But Hilchos Eloi Mistavra, we have another reason outside of his reasoning, which his reasoning is, he has a solid base for what he paskins. But we have a reason why we can't paskin like him. Hilchos Rameh Mistavra, because it says, the Chsiv Loi Lochem Velonu Livnois is basically king. The bottom line is, that we have a pasuk in Tanakh that says that a goy cannot be part of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Can't be part of Bedek Abayis. And since Erechin goes to Bedek Abayis, so the end result, we have no place to give it. So therefore, it's not in the logic of whether he can activate Erechin, but since he can't be part of the conclusion, so it's mistaber that he can't make an Erechin, because he has no place to give it. So, in that sense, it's mistava like Rameir. Basically, Rameir's conclusion is consistent with what we would say should be the halach. If we don't look into Rameir's reasoning, we're only looking at the conclusion. According to Rameir, only a yid's money ends up in Bedek Abayis, and the goy's money doesn't end up in Bedek Abayis. That's Rameir. That halachically is consistent with what we know is the halach. Because we know that a goy's money can't end up in a Bedek Abayis. But Rameir's reasoning to come to that conclusion to us doesn't make sense. He says, why? But time will understand. Because he's bringing a raya to come Isi lo mecheresheit of a cotton. Shani cheresheit of a cotton, the lab b'nei dayin in him. Cheresheit of a cotton have an inherent reason, which is not applicable to a goy. They have an inherent reason why there's no erechin, why they can't be marach. Because being marach is obligating yourself. And a chereshayt of a cotton, an abnei deya, so they don't have the ability to obligate themselves. Has nothing to do with a physical miut that you could say, well, a goy may also have a characteristic that we'd be memayatim. We know why a chereshayt of a cotton can't make erech. Because they're not in the parsha of obligating themselves. A goy is. That's the Gemara's kashya. Says the Gemara, time of Rabbi Yehuda Mistavra. Rabbi Yehuda is logical, because he compares a goy to Tumtum and Androgynous. And that is a good comparison. Why? Because both of them have characteristics why they're limited. The goy, because his race limits him, because the Torah said B'nai Yisrael, and that limits the goy intrinsically, and a Tumtum and Androgynous have an intrinsic chisaron. So it makes sense to put them into one pool. Mashenkein das, the goy is together with us in das. Tum de madregen is the apple gav the bnei deya ninu. My tinu rachmona. Even though they're bnei deya, the Torah excluded them. So it's true that tum de madregen is were excluded because they're not male or female. It's true. And the goy doesn't have that chasar. But at least we see that the Torah restricted Erechin to something that doesn't have to do with das. So then we can say, no, just like there's a restriction in gender, there's a restriction in race. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that Rav Yehuda's analogy, let's not forget, if you're going to try to make an analogy between a goy and a tumtum regulus, you climb the walls. There is no shaychus. The Gemara just means one point. The Gemara means that The Torah already excluded a goy. The Torah said, B'nai Yisrael. So we don't need to learn from Tumtum Andreganus to exclude a goy. If we want to make a binyana from Tumtum Andreganus, there's no logic to that. The reason why a goy is not in the parasha of Erechin is because the Torah said, B'nai Yisrael, V'lo Yaakov. That's why. The question is only, when the Torah said B'nai Yisrael, which element of Erechin was the Torah excluding him from? That was the Shaila. We're not learning from Tumtum Vandreganus. The Gemara doesn't mean that we're learning from Tumtum Vandreganus. The Gemara means it's like this. The Torah excluded him from Erechin. Finished. Now we have to know which box did the Torah exclude him from. Did the Torah exclude him from the box of being a subject of Erechin? Or the Torah exclude him from the box of making Erechin? So Rav Meir wanted to say, excluding him from the box of making Erech. You know why? Because we find that Cheresh Eid HaVegotten can't be Marech. So just like the Torah was stringent about Cheresh Eid HaVegotten, the Torah also was stringent about the Goy. So that is no Shaches. Because Cheresh Eid HaVegotten is not a gender issue, it's not a race issue, it's a Das issue. So really, it's not even really a restriction. If you want to be mimic further, it's not even a restriction b'chlal. It's a mechanical breakdown. A person wants to mechayiv himself, a person is not a bar das, he can't obligate himself. He can't mechayiv himself. Which ultimately, we didn't answer Rav Meir. We're going to have to somehow come out of the sugya and understand Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir seems to be telling us something. Not only that, we learned earlier that mufla samach li'ish could be in the parish of Erechin. Why? Because he does have das. So the reason why we're Mamaya the Kodin is strictly a mechanical breakdown. It's not a limitation in Erechin. It's a Koa Toyra Kula limitation. That a Kodin, a Chera, a Sheit, they don't have the das component to the level that we need it. And the Mela, they can't do it. So the Gemara basically is saying, Rav Meir is kriching devant. Rav Meir bringing a raya from Chereshoi to Vekon has nothing to do with it. Mashenken, Tumtum and Androgynous is not similar to a goy. That's not what the Gemara means. But the Gemara means at least Tumtum and Androgynous is something where the Torah is being critical about the subject of Erech. Once we see criticism, so we could say the Torah is also being critical about the race. That's what the Gemara means. That's why Rav Yehuda's logic is solid. Rav Meir's logic is not solid. The mistake that many make is they try to understand that the Gemara means that a goy is like a tumtum madrigan. That's not what the Gemara means. B'chlal not. The Gemara is going still with the pasuk b'nei Yisrael v'lo Yaakov. The Gemara is just saying that pasuk makes more sense, that it should be talking about the Exactly. That's it. It's not a question. It's not a question. That's Dr. Reza, that's what we're trying to bring out here. It's not a question of physical, spiritual. Let's just get very, very basic. Very basic. The Gemara, Chereshoit of the Cotton is not really an Erechin problem. Let's put it that way to make it clear. Chereshoit of the Cotton have a problem in Kol Terakula. Chereshoit of the Cotton have a problem in Kol Terakula. Anytime we need Das, they can't come in the door. Okay? So they don't have really, in a sense, Chereshoit of the Cotton is not even a limitation by Erechin Bechlau. Yes, it affects Erechin, it affects every aspect of their lives. They can't go to a grocery store and buy something. They can't do any transaction in Kol HaTorah Kula. But it's nothing to do with Erech. Mashenkin, the fact that the Torah excluded Tumtum and Androgynous, that is an Erechin issue. That we see some kind of limitation in the parish of Erech. So then it makes sense. Ultimately, we're going to have to get out around this problem. Ultimately, we're going to have to get around this problem because it can't be that Rav Meir didn't realize that. When the mayor made the dimion, he must have been thinking something to make this shekein matzina, which also pushes away the idea that some of the achronim want to say that the reason why the mayor went to cheresh sheita v'kotn is because it's three. It's a cheresh, it's a sheita, and a kotn, it's three. Mashenkein tumtum and andreginus is only two. Now that's a big mistake. You know, they say a story. I don't know if it happened. They say the story from the Chofetz Chaim. The story to me doesn't ring from Chofetz Chaim's way of talking. But they say there was an asifa of Rabbonim. And they decided to take a vote on a very important issue in Europe. Very important issue. And there were several Rosh Yeshivas. And there were several Rebbes. And the Rosh Yeshiva and the Rabbi Lutfischer Rabbanim were voting in one direction. And the Rebbes were voting in another direction. And it was obvious that the reason why the Rebbes were voting in the direction is that the certain Nakuda that affected Hasidus, so they were all on one page. So the saying goes that there was a more Hasidim by the meeting than the Lutfischer. And as they say, the Chofetz Chaim, whoever it was, said, this is not a Yochid V'Rabim. Because he said, every Litvak is his own man. His vote is another vote. You're all voting from the Zayde. It's really the Zayde's vote. You're representing the Zayde's there. So that's a difference. It's one vote. Here, every Litvak, you don't know Litvak's Mavakal himself to the guy next to him. He almost will say, Fakel, just because the guy next to him said like that. There you have a bunch of different opinions. L'maisa, Chera, Sheita, V'Kotten is one. It's Das. No. They just want to say, Stam, why did Reb Meir pick this over this? Because it's three. I'm saying it's not even three. Part of our kasha on Reb Meir is it's not even three. It's not three. It's really one. It's Das. And it happens to be that one chesaron has nothing to do with Erech and Dafke. It's a kol haterkul of the chesaron. So this is a very, very big problem in Pshat and our sugya. Not only that, we happen to paskin. The Rambam paskins like a mayor. The Rambam paskins like a mayor, which means that the Rambam held that a mayor is so laloche, because the klolei apsak is machloikis a mayor of Rabbi Yehuda aloche k'Rabbi Yehuda. If it happens to be masik on the Rambam. The Ravid says, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, what made the Rambam paskin against the Gidrei Apsak? Huh? Rava doesn't paskin. We'll see. Rava doesn't paskin. Got to keep on reading. Hagoy nerach v'loy marach. Avraham, my time pasak rameir. Harei kaim lon hilchasek Rabbi Yehuda l'gabi rameir. Umasha amar Rava de mistavra hilchasek rameir. Rav Rava never paskin like rameir. He said a mistavra, which we'll see later on, the Gemara is doich, and it's not muchach. Right? So he says, loy dachinen hilchasek psikte mi mistavra. The Ravid says, we don't push off a hilchas psikta, a klal we have in Shas, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda, because of a mistavra of Rava. For a mayor of Rabbi Yehuda, hilchas psikta ke Rabbi Yehuda. So the case of Mishnah is doicha, he says, no, Rava's mistavra is better than a hilchas psikta. Ein lemeidim in haklolos. That's what he says. Now, there are different etzes they give why the Rambam paskin like Rabbi. I'm just telling you that the Rav Meir is a medrash plia, really. It's really a medrash plia. The Tosfos Yom Tov by us wants to say that the Rambam based it on a Mishnah in Shkolim. Because the Mishnah in Shkolim says that Ein Mekablim, Berek Abayis, what's the Lashon on Mishnah? Ein Mekablim, Inochi, Leberek Abayis. It can't be Mekabl from a Goy for Berek Abayis. So the Tosfos Yom Tov wants to say, so that's a Stam Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah like a mayor. Since there's a Stam Mishnah like a mayor, that's why we go like it. And this is not Pasha Pachlal, because we know that in Trei Sidri, in two Storim and Shas, is Ein Seder LeMishneh. By two Storim of Shas, there's no Seder. So we don't say it's a Stam, Vachkach Machlekes, Machlekes, Vachkach Stam. It's Stam, there's a Stam Mishnah here, there's a Machlekes over here. There's no. It's true that we don't have the opposite rule, but it's very hard to say that the Rambam paskin because that's. So we'll get back to the Rambam. It's obviously that there's a pshat in Reb Meir, that even though Rava said that Reb Meir's logic is not mistavra, there has to be a way to miyashin it. What does he mean? So the Gemara says, Time the Rabbi Yehuda mistavra, the Kamaisel mitumtum v'avriginis, the Afagav the Nedeyaninu, Matinu Rachmona. Behilchos alay mistavra, dechsev loy lochem velonu livnais beis elokim. So now the Gemara is miyashiv this problem. The Gemara says, for Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with the pasuk that the pasuk states beferish in Ezra? Lo lochem velonu livnais is beis elokim. My avidle. We don't use the erechin of the guy. Ultimately, we bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and then we bury it. So we don't have the problem of Ezra. The whole problem we had in Rabbi Yehuda Shita is what do we do at the end of the day with his erechin? So we don't use it. So Gemara says, it shouldn't be me'ila. Because we know anything that goes le'ibud, there's no din of me'ila. You only mayo behektish something which is going to be used. Something that goes le'ibud, there's no me'ila. This nan, chomesh chatois ha-meseis, umois ha-holchois li'yam ha-melech. Whether it's from the chatois that are put to death, or it's from the mois that go to yam ha-melech, lo'ymenim v'lo'ymoyalim, there's no din of me'ila. Alom atanya gabi kotshi evi kechovim, ba'med v'mamun b'kotshi mizbeach, avol b'kotshi berek abayis moyalim boy. There is Mila. So the Gemara answers, Elom HaRova. Rova himself seems to answer of Yudu. The same Rova that said, Mistavra, like a mayor, he answers, Mishim Rifyan Yadayim Hu. The only reason why we don't accept from the Goy is because we're afraid that the Goy is trying to slow down the process. You don't bring somebody into the process that you have suspicion is here just to slow down the process. So we're afraid that the goy getting involved in the Berak HaBayis will ultimately mess things up. Once the Beis HaMikdash is standing, and now it's Tam HaShayu, the goy wants to give money, then we won't have a problem. We see that the goyim, they were actually trying to stop us. Hold us back. Merapim, Rifin Yedayim, Rifidim. Umavhilim oysam livnes. They actually stopped us. And that was the reason why Ezra made this takana. But it's not like there's some kind of the raisa dikedin that a goy can't give to Berak HaBayis. It's a separate takana that they made then for a specific reason. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So, and then the Gemara actually brings a raya from a braisa. Toni chodo v'kechom shesnadiv nedov lo Berak HaBayis mekablam hemen. One braisa says we do accept it. V'tani idoch ein mekablim. Once the Beis HaMikdash is up, that's the way Rashi says, L'chazik es Berak HaBayis, te'en lo mufin yadayim mekabla. B'tchila kishaloy, okay, there's another pshat Rashi brings down. But al koponim, it's a separate halacha. When we're concerned that there's going to be rifin yadayim, that they're going to stop down and slow down the building, then we don't take it from them. Say, stay out of here. Lo'y me'uk tzucho, v'lo'y me'dvashcho. We don't want you involved. But Lamaisa, the Agoy could give him the Dovah to Berak HaBayis. That's the Gemara. The Omar Avasi, Omar Abi Yechanan, Batchila Afilu Mayim Melachim Mekabla Mayim, Besoyev Dovah Mesuyim Mekabla Mayim, Dovah Sheinim Mesuyim Mekabla Mayim. What does that mean? That means at the end, we do accept from Agoy. We only don't accept the Dovah Mesuyim, which is going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. That's going to be a Gnai that everybody sees, oh, that was the Goy's thing. So we don't take a specific item that will be protruding. This is a goy's item. If the goy gives you money, you can take it. Hey, chidomi dovah mesuyim. Dovah mesuyim means something which is visible. Kigoyin amakal yoyev. They used to have on top of the wall, they had like a board with nails coming out so the birds don't sit over there. So that's something everybody will see. It'll be a zuzul tech. That's the problem. Most of Rav Yosef, we find that even in the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash, they took from the Goyim. It says that they sent Igeres, they sent this letter to Koresh, that he should send a note to Osav, who was the Shomer HaPardes, the orchard watcher, Asher LaMelech, and he should send wood from the Beis HaMikdash, lumber. So we see even while the building was being constructed, they still came on to the Goyim. The king, you don't have to worry. Once Koresh was behind the building of the Beis HaMikdash, he's not going to back off. As Shmuel said, Yomer Malkisakana Ture Okatura Vlehadabi. A king says, I'm going to uproot mountains. He's going to uproot the mountains. He's not going to be chayza. So anyway, the end, the maskon of the Gemara here, the Gemara already worked out for Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is not a problem. So really, the maskon of the Gemara seems to be that the logic is like Rav Yehuda, and the halacha should be like Rav Yehuda. We started out saying, Rav Meir's logic is not logic, is not mistavra. But the halacha is mistavra like him, because where are we going to put the money? We gave two solutions to that. Either the money will go to Gnizin. That was one solution. And the other solution is that the whole din of Ein Mekablim is only Betchila. So now everything is pushing us in the direction of paskening like Rabbi Yehuda. Besides, on top of that, we have the klal of halacha like Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda is halacha Rabbi Meir. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And that's the Ravitz Taina. And the whole reason, the whole tzedek that the Kesef Mishnah has on the Rambam is that since it says Mistavra, so that should weigh down the other Shita. But you see in the Maskon of the Gemara seem to have gotten around the Mistavra problem. So, the Girsa we have in the Gemara, it sounds like Rava was actually Choyzer. Elo Amarava. Seems to be Choyzer. Some take out the word Elo. Maybe he was just explaining Rabbi Yehuda. He still sticks with his original opinion. Definitely not push it. It's definitely difficult. So, I think in order to get a handle on this, there's a bigger kasha on Rav Meir than even the kasha that we have. The kasha we have on Rav Meir is a starker kasha. Now, what's Rav Meir making a dimyon from Cheresh Shaita Vakotin? There's no shaykhs. There's really a bigger kasha, l'chayr, in pshat. And this is a kasha that already is presented by the Mishnah Melech, not on Rav Meir, a general kasha. Rav Meir could have given us a very basic reason why a goy is not in the parasha of being a marech. And that is because it could never play out. Because what's a marech? A marech means you go to somebody else, you say, I'm going to give you your erechim to hekdesh. And how does that play out? Now you become chayiv in the erechim. Yeah. The goy is not chayiv in erechim. The Gizbar knocks on the goy's door. He says, okay, you made an erech and please pay. The goy says, go jump in the lake. My sheva mitzvah's b'nei noyach, I have to give erech. I don't know you, I have nothing to do with you. To be a subject of erech, we don't need to come on to any of his obligations. We're just using him as a human being. We're using him as a way of giving erech. We're not using any obligation from him. That should have been Reb Meir's pashat tesfarach. Rav Meir's Aleph Beis Svara should have been a goy can't be marech because he can't be marech because there's no obligation. In fact, we don't even need a pasuk to say it. We shouldn't even need a pasuk to say B'nai Yisrael V'lo Yakum. I'm going to get to this point. It's so pashut that you shouldn't even need a pasuk. This taina that I'm telling you is so simple that you shouldn't even need a pasuk to be mamayat a goy. Why should a goy be chayv in erech? So there is a tesis that I asked the Olam to look up in Avodah Zarah. Daf Hei Amud Beis. Tesis says,
he says, I'm reading like kumva ve korban shalem vakum vase loy kochosh.
Unbelievable chiddush Tosfos says. Tosfos says that if a goy makes a neder to make erechin, to make a korban, he's chayv. Which if the Mishnah Melech that I asked the Olam to look up strongly rejects. I know it's a long Mishnah Melech, but he strongly rejects this. He says, how could it be a chiyuv? It's not from the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Nedorim, Bal Yachel, is not part of the Shiva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. A goy doesn't have a din of Bal Yachel. He doesn't have a din of Bal Ta'acha. What makes a Jew chayiv to bring a korban? A Jew says, then he says, forget it. Change my mind. Why does he got to bring it for?
He got to bring it because there's a din of Baal Yachal Devore. Moitzis Vasechat Ishma. That's why he's got to bring it. So, and the guy doesn't have that. So the Gemara say very bullshit. Akum Erach Avaloi Marach. Because the Marach is not applicable. We can only use a guy where it's not negiah to obligating him. And the only way to use a guy in Erech and not obligating him is to make him a subject of Erech. That's bullshit. Why did Rameir say that? Rameir, you're pushing the cash on Rameir. Rameir, you should have just said that the reason why we're marba goy to be marach and not to be nerach, to be nerach, not to be marach, is because the goy doesn't have obligation. Erech. Period. End of story. That's the outstanding cash here in the city. So again, the Mishnah Melech says a very big chiddush. He says it could be that even Rav Yehuda, who says that a goy could be marach, agrees that he's not obligated to do it. That's what Mishnah Melech wants to say. Even though the way we read the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda says marach avaloi merach means that if a goy says erki alai, he's going to get a letter in the mail from Hekdesh, a statement. Pay. That's the way you read the Mishnah. He's marach, like a Jew is marach. L'chayr. The Gemara says, ish, it's a ribuy. According to Rav Yehuda, the ribuy is that he's in the parasha of Erech. Mishnah says, no. No statements. He may get a letter from Hekdesh saying, by the way, we heard that you made an Erechim. We would appreciate your generosity. And basically means, the way he understands the Mishnah Melech, is that if the goy gives the money, it's chal kedushas erichin. So it's almost like a voluntary thing. You want to do it? Be my guest. There's no bal yachal, there's no bal tachal, no moitzis. Nothing. According to Rab Meir, that wouldn't work. The Avnei Meluyim, do we have an Avnei Meluyim? See, do we have an Avnei Meluyim in the shul? The Avnei Meluyim in his Sefer, Ktzois, he says he doesn't understand the Mishnah Melech. He says, why would Rab Meir disagree with that? Why would Rameh, how could you argue with that? A guy comes to Hekdesh, unless you hold Ein Mekabelim, which is the issue later. But again, we're going with the assumption that we are Mekabel, either because it's only at the beginning, whatever the reason is. So Goy comes with a donation, you say no? What's going on? Loilam Tikach. Right? It's one of the mitzvahs. Loilam Tikach. We're going to turn it down. The Goy comes to Berek Abayis, he says, I want to give it. So the Avnei Meluyim says, I don't understand the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech is saying that the whole machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is whether if the goy voluntarily gives the erichin, if it's chal erichin. What does that mean? Voluntarily, so he's giving a donation. What's the problem? So the Avnei Meluyim says really a tremendous chiddush. We have it in the Pelikhan. You don't have it there. He says really a tremendous chiddush. He says, the goy's intent, when he said, let's say, Erki Alai, or Erech Pleni Alai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Erki wouldn't work either. Erech Pleni Alai, right? He meant to do Erech. He's not interested in giving a donation. He's interested in giving an Erech payment. So we have to be honest with the goy. The goy comes in later and he voluntarily brings in his payment. Rameir says, you got to tell him, sorry, sir, this is not an erichin payment. Because you cannot activate erichin payments. That's what Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gesundheit, you brought an erichin payment, you activated it, kol hakavod. So the whole the only reason why we don't take it from him is like it's like a mekach toys. So we're making machlokes and Rabbi Yehuda. They both agree that a goy is not chayev to give erichin. They both agree that if a goy came and gave us a donation voluntarily, we'll take it. At least, besoiv. If you have a brisker goy, the goy comes with his shkolim to pay up the erichin. And he says, I'm giving it b'toyres erichin. It's a brisker. The goy learned in brisk. We tell him, sir, we can't take it else. We can't take it from you b'toyres erichin. We can take it as Berek Abayis. He goes, nay. Ich gebe es b'toyres erichin. That's the ganze machlekes. That's the machlekes.
That makes sense. The way
I've never met a goy like that. But it's a goy. He said, this is...
But that makes sense.
To you, it definitely makes sense. But you have a lumdishe cup, Ray. We don't have, you don't have an Avnim Lumda. That's another thing to put on the list of Sfarim to buy. Okay. So, this is all assuming, again, that a goy can activate Erechim, but he doesn't become obligated in Erechin. Another problem I have with learning this way, which is a kash I asked when we learned Mufla Samach Le'ish, is that Erechin is a neder. Okay? A neder, by definition, is an obligation. That's what a neder means. That's taich neder. That's, if you translate a neder, you can't say I have a neder, which is not an obligation. That's not a neder. That's the definition of a neder. The definition of a neder are words that are obligating. They're obligating the neder. Right? Otherwise, it's not a neder. That's what it is. It's called nidre hegdish. So to tell me that the goy has no bal yachal, okay? Because let's go a step back. When I make a neder, what makes it a neder? No, but I'm saying, what makes us say that when you say arei Allah, you just made a neder? The obligation of Bal Yachal, but if I take your nether and I take away the Bal Yachal, Bal Tacham, you're naked. You have no nether. What do you have? You have words without an obligation. It's nothing. It doesn't clap. To say that we take away everything, the goy's nether has nothing to it. So what does it have? It's a nether without an obligation. That's like saying an obligation without an obligation. I don't know how it works. I don't know how to give it any kind of logic. Harezu was also an obligation. It's not a chiv achrayis. It's an obligation that this thing should be hektish. Again, amira lehektish is a neder. And if not for the parsha of Nedarim, if not, it's a kinyan because there's an obligation. In fact, it's a beferish rosh in the Dorim, Daf Chof Tes. The rosh says, why is Amir L'Gavoya K'Mesir L'Hedyit? Because Moitzei Svosecha Tishma. And that's my problem on Davni Meluim. Davni Meluim says like you. Davni Meluim comes, he says, I have a teretz. The reason why, by a goy, it would work is because he creates a Shibud Nechasim, which is something we spoke about when we were learning Mufla Samach Lish. When he makes the nether, he's becoming now, he's making a kinyan with hektish. And the mele, he has to give it. It's like a transaction. That's really how Avnei Miluim understands. That part of Avnei Miluim, he does quote, Devadai leko begoy loy bal yachel v'lo mertzis v'secha tishmo. Vadai goy doesn't have that. However, elo damir l'gavoya nasa kinyan. So David, you're thinking good. So he's up to Avnei Miluim. Maybe you could give us an explanation. That's it. Now we can collect from the Chosim Mishubad. Now, the problem we have, again, we go back to step one. The reason why it's a Kenyan, it's like reverse thinking. The reason why it's a Kenyan is because it's a nether. And the reason why something is a nether is because he's a Baal Yachal and a Kolam Yitzim Yitzim Yitzim. If the Torah would have said, Ish ki dar nether, do whatever you'd like. That would be the way the Torah is saying, there is no nether. What is Achirim Moichlam? Let me ask you a different question. You go and you make a nether. And now it makes an obligation. The Torah says, Aval Achirim Moichlam Loi. You can go to a Chacham now and he's matter for you. What happens then? The hektish goes off. Why? Because the obligation goes off. The obligation goes off. What do you mean? What do you mean? I could go to a chacham to take off my kinyonim? Of course not. Narishkeit. You make a kinyan with somebody, you go to a chacham now and say it should be batel? Narishkeit. That's, I'm not going to the chacham to take off my kinyanim. I go to the chacham and he takes away my neder. And once he takes away my neder, there's no amir l'gavoyah, k'masir l'hedit. Because the kinyan is a toitzah, it's an outbirth of the fact that there's a neder here. Without a neder, there wouldn't be a kinyan. Ray, if the Torah didn't give us a parsha of Nedar, would we be obligated when we make a neder? Yes, no, like. We usually don't like either of those. Tell me whatever you'd like. Tell me whatever you'd like. You could tell me it's neither.
For us, I'd say it's neither.
Okay, I figured. What'd I tell him that for? I would rather you say both. Dinim. Dinim. Ray, when I make a kinyan, this is what I'm trying to tell David. When I make a kinyan, that's not a neder. I have to keep my kinyanim when I make a kinyan. Irrelevant of what I said. If you make, 1 second, if I'm machnas something to you and I make a kinyan chalip and I have to give it to you, you know why? Not because of the parash of Nedarim. Okay. You know why? Because lo signayv. Okay, so now let's go back to Nedar. What does that have to do with Nedarim? Good, Baruch Hashem. So, lemaisa, hektish is not a kinyan. The Rosh is telling us hektish is a Nedar. The whole reason why there's magic by hektish, that when you make a neder, when you say it becomes kodesh, is because hektish is using a different instrument. The kinyan by hektish is not the meshicha, it's not the hagbah, it's the neder. But if you isolate the neder, so you're left with nothing. So to tell me there's no bal yachal, there's no bal tachar, there's no this, there's no moitz v'secha tishma, nothing. So what is it? Nothing. But it's a kinyan. It's not a kinyan. And the biggest raya is that when you shoyel on your neder, it reverts back to your money. Can't do that by a chalipin. Can't go to a rov and say, I made a kinyan chalipin yesterday, please say mutter l'chon, I'll get my thing back, because you sold it. But by hekdish, the oifen, the way you transferred ownership was through neder. So if you take away the neder part, it's gone. Goes back, becomes yours. So how can we say by a goy, they don't have the neder part, but they have the kinyan part? It's one thing. It's one mamish, one pshat. It's one thing. Again, I asked you a question. If you shoyel on your neder, it's not a chiddush. The Torah doesn't say it anywhere. The Torah only says it in the parsha of Nedarim. It doesn't say it by hektish, period. But the halacha is that if you shoyel on your neder by hektish, it goes back to you. It's not a chiddush. It's a svara. There's no pasuk by hektish to that. Acherim moichlam lo is in the parsha of Nedarim. But once you do that to your neder of hektish, it automatically goes back. Your siluk is built on the neder. Through this neder, that's the way you masalik yourself. If you went over to an item and said, I'm being masalik myself from this item, it wouldn't become hektish. You have to be masalik yourself through the neder. Now, if there's no neder, there's no hektish. That's all. So I believe that the answer to this question is really minei ubei. Really, we have a toisus. We can't forget a toisus. Toisus, all this is all built, avne miluim, with the Mishmach, is all built on arguing with the Toisus and Avodah Zarah. That Toisus says that a goy have to... So we have a problem with that Toisus. By the way, I brought also a Chassan Sofer. I don't think we will have the time right now to go into it. But the Chassan Sofer, not the Chassan Sofer, has a whole shtickle on Amir L'Gavoyah. And he also says that L'Chore, it's totally Moitzei Sfasecha Tishma. The Imkei, Benochri, Eich Shayach Amir LeGavoya Kemesir LeHedyet. Haloi vaday ein boy moitzei svasecha tishma. Says the Chassan Sefer. The dafka li Yisrael nemar. The loyal of Neinoich. Dafka for Yisrael was said not to be Neinoich. That's his kash. Anyway. The Tosfos in Avodah Zorah says black and white that a goy makes a neder to Hekdesh, he does have to bring it. The Mishnah Malach is asking that L'chayrit is no Baal Yachal and there's none of it doesn't apply to a goy. So I want to suggest a push up shot. The Tosfos says, Im Nodar Mechusar Eivor, if a goy would make a neder Mechusar Eivor, he has to bring it. Aminin Leikumba Ve Korban Shalom. He must bring a complete korb. That's what Tosfos says. So obviously, so what's going on? So I want to tell you what I think is a pashat here. The pshat here is, if you look at the sugya here continues, just read that those couple lines, Amar Av Yehuda, Amar Rav, by the two dots, Oyvei Kechovim Shifres Truma Mikiryov. If a guy is Mafres Truma, Boyd Kimoy, say we check him out. In Bedas Yisrael, if he was Mafres like a Jew, you give it to the Kohen. Like all Truma, Tinos and the Kohen. Vimlav Tunim Geniza. Because Chayshinon, Shema Shisna, Shema Belibel Shemai. Maybe he has in mind that you go to for Korban Oila. We don't know when he says the word Truma what he means. A goy, Stam a goy is Libel Shemayim. When a goy is Mafres something, it's the Shemayim. It's for Korban Oila. So therefore, we have to check him out. Lamaisa the Gemara says black and white that a goy can make a Truma. So Taka, if you look in Tosfos says black and white that way. Mashma da v'kechovim isa b'truma da nafshe. The Tosfos divri ha-maschil imomar b'das Yisrael v'shishiyah. Mashma da v'kechovim isa b'truma da nafshe. A goy could be mafras truma. This all comes from a Mishnah in Meseches Trumas Paragimel, where the Mishnah over there states that a goy could be mafras truma. Ha'akum ha'kusi she'tomu trumas and truma. And actually, the Rambam, in his Pirush Mishnayos over there, says that you see from here that a goy could be mafresh truma, and it works, even though he's not in the parasha mitzvahs. How can a goy be mafresh truma? How can he make a chalais truma? He's not in the parasha of truma. If the Torah would not have given us the mitzvah of truma, there wouldn't be such a thing as being mafresh truma. Yet a goy could be mafresh truma. That's our Gemara. A goy could be mafresh truma. How could a goy be mafresh truma? He's not in the parasha of truma. How could a goy be mafresh truma? So the Rambam over there in the Sefer Mitzvahs says an outstanding chiddush, which Rav Moshe rejects to learn the Rambam kipshutei. Rav Moshe in his tshuvas gives a pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that hagoyim kishoisim mitzvah mishtatfim imonu bischoreinu. That's the lashon of Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, which means that if a goy does a mitzvah, he gets schar, like doing a mitzvah. He's not commanded, and therefore says the Rambam lefikach. Maseim b'mitzvahs kayomim. When a guy does a mitzvah, it's chal, because he is in the parasha. The way the Velt, the simple way to learn the Rambam, is that the Rambam is telling us that a guy is like an eni mitzvah. He doesn't have to do mitzvahs. If he does it, he's mishtatef u'ar schar. Rav Moshe says it can't be. That's what the Rambam means. He says if that's what the Rambam means, then according to one man d'omer, it's better to be a goy than a yid. There's one man d'omer that says that godol ain't a mitzvah, mi mitzvah v'aisa. So the opinion who holds ain't a mitzvah v'aisa is better, a goy is better off than a yid. You get more schar. He could do all of tayag mitzvahs, ain't a mitzvah v'aisa, and he's ahead. He says, not shaykh. Can't be. Can't be that Kedushas Yisrael is memayat schar. It's not shaykh. So Rav Moshe says a very big chiddush. It's the most logical. But I'm saying in the words of the Rambam, it's a chiddush. Rav Moshe says that once the Torah said, ish ish by a goy, l'rabbi shenoydrim nedorim nedovas ki Yisrael, we have a pasuk, beferish, that says that a goy could bring a korban, could make an eder, could bring a korban. So now that Torah, that was machadish, that anything that has to do with amira, a goy is in the parasha. A goy has the ability to activate amira. And the mela truma is also based on amira. It's a neder. Hafrosh's truma is also a neder. So Rav Moshe says that's what the Rambam means. that a goy, in anything that has to do with nedarim, he can do. Because there's a ribui in the pasuk, just like he could bring a carbon. If you think about what Moshe is saying, it's compelling. It has to be that way. Because every single carbon can only get kedusha through the parasha of nedarim. You know why? Every carbon, how does every carbon get kedusha? Hareze oila. What is that? That's a neder. So the fact that the Torah says a goy can bring a carbon, the only way for that to happen is by the Torah inviting him into the parasha of nedarim. If the Torah is not bringing him into the room for nedarim, the Torah couldn't have given the goy a right to bring a carbon. The only way to bring a carbon is to be makdish it. To be makdish it, by definition, is using the process of nedar. So Mamela, when the Torah said that a goy could bring a carbon, the Torah licked in them that the Torah is saying that his amira is an amira. Ah, you'll tell me, what's the Mishnah Malach's kasha? So why isn't that one of the Shiva mitzvahs b'nei neach? So I want to tell you very simple. Shiva mitzvahs b'nei neach means that a goy has an obligation. Okay? Obligation, by definition, is not something that you create. Something that you create means it's not your obligation. You're obligating yourself. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, each one of them, is not something that the Goy activates. The Goy doesn't activate the Isra of Arayas. The Goy doesn't activate the Isra of Agneva. The Goy doesn't activate the Isra of Ritzicha. The Goy doesn't activate Dinim, like Ray said. Those things the Torah put onto the Goy, imposed upon the Goy. That's what Sheva Mitzvahs mean. Sheva Mitzvahs means there are seven mitzvahs that a goy is obligated, that Hashem, Vayetzav, Hashem Elokim, Al Odom. Okay? Chodshim is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach because it's a self-imposed. That's not called a mitzvah. For a goy, for Sheva Mitzvahs, a goy is looking at each mitzvah as a pshat, as something Hashem commanded him to do. Hashem never commanded him to do. But Hashem did say that if a goy makes a nether, it works. Otherwise, he couldn't have told him you could bring karbanos. By telling him you could bring karbanos. So based on this, we could say that nedarim were here from the time of Adam Arishon. And it answers a whole new kasha. Right? Avram Avinu makes Avimelech swear. The Mishnah Melech has swear. There's no din of shvuah. Your kasha. Avram makes Avimelech swear. Yaakov makes Esav swear. I mean, they use shvus in the Torah like it's called, it's olive base. Yosef with Pari, Ovi Hishbiani, everything shvuah, shvuah. What's shvuah? The Marshah in Mesecha Shvuas, Esakasha, he says, I don't understand. Every mitzvah we have to keep today, why do we say, Mushba v'oimid me'al Sinai? How was Hashem ever mashbiah us? We didn't have the Torah yet. We have to keep the whole Torah because we swore on Har Sinai. Yeah, but what made us keep that shvuah? The whole Torah is riding on a shvuah. What obligated the first shvuah? But yet the Torah is full of it, of these inyanim. Vayida Yaakov Nedel. Full of nedarim and shvuahs. In fact, the Rambam learns Nidrei Hekdesh from Yaakov Avinu. Vayida Yaakov Nedel Lema. Im Yelikim Imodi. So that means that nedarim existed from the first time that the Eibishter introduced karbanos to the world, which according to most already was in the time of Adam Arish, Noach. One, that there was nedarim. Nedarim was part of the parasha. Nervos, why is it counted as one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Because we only count Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, something which is opposed upon the goy. I believe that's what Tosfos means. Tosfos is very short, now it is up. He says, Eliyesh loymar the high bekuma say for loyko choshev. What does kumba say loyko choshev? Seems he's saying it's a mitzvah to say something you have to do. We don't count it. The Mishnah says, what does that mean? Dinim is also something a goy has to do. Bekumba say, dinim is not passive. Yeah, but dinim is imposed upon him. When Tosfos says kumba say, he means you volunteer yourself. So Mamela, now we understand everything. Reb Meir couldn't start the sugya say, of course a guy can't be marach. No obligation. What do you mean? It's a nether. It's a nether. And a nether, a guy is in the parasha. And therefore, Rav Meir had to bring a limitation in the parasha of Nedarim to show that a goy cannot, that a, in the parasha of Erechin, there's a limitation in the activation of the Hekdesh. Because that's what he's talking about. And the Melech comes out that the Torah never introduced the goy Erechin's Nedarim. Parshas Nedarim of Erechin, the Torah never introduced him to. And if a goy therefore makes the neder, it doesn't work. Rav Meir really is just telling us, not a svara, that the goy is not in the parish of Erechin. Rav Meir is telling us Erechin, he was never introduced as a neder in the parish of Erechin. Erechin is its own separate parish. It fits very well with the shita that we brought down earlier. It's a machloik, as if mufla samach leish is in the parish of Erechin. And we brought down then that according to Rav Meir, he wouldn't be in the parsha of Nedar, of Erechin. Because Erechin, the Torah said, that there's a limitation, even though in other Hektish, we accept the Nedarim of Mufla Samach Leish, by Erechin we will not. So it comes out that the Torah took Erechin and said that it's different than regular Nidre Hektish. It's its own parsha. Rav Meir said, if that's the case, so the obligation is not on the goy. If the obligation is not on the goy, he can't make Erechin. And that's why he learned it from Chereshay Tevukot. It's the same problem. Chereshay Tevukot are not introduced to Nedarim because of their chesaron. And the goy is not introduced to Nedarim because of his chesaron, because he's a goy. Nidrei Erechin work. Now, why a Nidrei Erechin different? I can tell you a simple pshat. Because Nidrei Erechin, the way we learned it from the beginning, is a pidyon. It starts off with a redemption. In other words, when you say Erekei Alai, what happens really is, as we said, it's like you makdish him, and then you have to redeem him back from Hekdish. So it really is more of a mitzvah's pidyon. That's why we had earlier, only somebody's in the parish of pidyon. Our ben maybe will be in the parish of Erechin. So Erechin works differently than every Hakdosha, when you makdish to Berek Abayis. And that's the reason. But basically, the way we're learning Lamaisa is that Reb Meir's svara is that Parshas Erechin, the goy was never introduced. Taka, that's his maskana. The goy was never introduced to it. Since he was never introduced to it, and Nidrei Erechin is different than Stam Nedarim of Nidrei Hekdesh, so now Taka goy, and that's Taka why a goy is not in the parish of Erechin. Not because Bnei Yisrael is a miut, and this answers a lot of other kashas, because we find that very often we don't darshan Bnei Yisrael being a miut. Here, Bnei Yisrael is not really a miut. Bnei Yisrael is just a way of not inviting the goy in. We don't need a miut. We need an invitation for him to be in the parasha. Because without him having an invitation to be in the parasha, since Erechin is a new parasha, it's not the parasha of Karbonus, of the regular Ish Ki Yakdish, so it's back to any mitzvah in the Torah that's not part of the Shiva mitzvah of Bnei Noach. And Chanami, that's what Meir says. Without Ish, he wouldn't even be Nerech. I don't know what you mean.
Why can't he be
if the Torah would have used the Lashon Ish at the beginning of the Parsha Erechin, then a goy would also be in the Parsha completely, because then the Torah invited him in. But the Torah didn't, only invited him halfway in. Not a child's which half did the Torah invite him in? No. Bnei Yisrael is just a way of saying we're not being mired by a goy. It's not a ribui. It's a lack of a ribui. So the Torah decided to use one pasuk that's koilel and one pasuk that's not koilel. Why did the Torah do that? Why did the Torah switch l'shainis from a loshen koilelas to a loshen she'ena koilelas? Both remain Rabbi Yehuda agree. The Torah is coming to tell you in a certain degree we are bringing him in, and in a certain degree we're not bringing him in. Otherwise the Torah would have used the word ish both times, or the Torah would have used Bnei Yisrael both times. But the Torah gave mazah chatzi invitation. Why did the Torah do that? Al Koch, the Torah is being marbim in one part of it. So what part is the Torah being marbim? So a mayor says it's being marbim. It could be a subject of Erech. That's all. Very posh. But ultimately, without the Bnei Yisrael, if Erechim would have been the same parish as Kol HaTorah Kula, then there would be, just like there's a din of Dorm and Kol HaTorah Kula by a goy, this would also apply to a goy. Right. No, only from Adam. Right? Not from Ish. And even Adam, it's only Ha-Adam. Ha-Adam, there's a difference between Ha-Adam and but Ish is Marbagoy. That's the whole parasha of Nedarim. So Besikum were coming out that the Torah isolated parasha Zerichim from the rest of the parasha of Nedarim. And Tak, at the end of the day, the reason why according to Rav Meir, you're not, a goy can't be Marach, is because he has no Eschaivus. And there is no such thing as being Makter something without Eschaivus. And that's what we're missing here. We're missing Eschaivus. And a goy is exactly like a Chereshayt of a Katan. Chereshayt of a Katan, what are they missing? Eschaivus? That's what a goy is missing. The goy is missing the Eschaivus. He has no obligation. And once there's no obligation, there's no Kedusha. Okay. Next week, by the way, we're going to get Bali Neda, we're going to get up to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, Vav Amud Beis. And if you can look up the Tur and Beis Yosef, Simen Reish Nun Tes, the Shira is going to be in the Inyan of Shinu Tztaka. When you make something for one Tztaka, if you could switch it to another Tztaka.